And welcome to Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Hello.
Good morning, Darren.
Lucky we got you coming in actually live in the studio because the phone's not working this morning. So first world problems again. So last week, I can't describe it any way else, but you dropped a bombshell about council amalgamations. And as soon as I read the press release and heard the story in the news, I thought it's going to upset quite a few people, and it has. Other councillors have been quite vocal. But this is all part of a general review, isn't it, from the Local Government Association?
Yeah, look, this just isn't just something we've dreamed up out of the blue. The state government are running a review on local government in Tasmania, looking at ways that we can work better together, that the organisations across the state can be more efficient and more effective and support our communities better. I guess amalgamation in this region has long been the held view of this council, of Devonport City Council. A number of iterations of the 12 or 9 people who sit around the table have had that view. But this has been the first time for a long time that we've had the opportunity to formally put the view. It's certainly our view, and we understood that it would create some conversation, and that's a good thing. The review is an opportunity for everyone, not just councils, but individuals and community groups, to have their say about what they see the future of local government is. And we just want people to take that opportunity to make sure that the review board that's been put in place hears from everyone.
All right. Now, there are several councils around the state that share services, for instance, Kentish and Latrobe. They share a lot of mutual services. This would just basically formalise those situations, wouldn't it, and just create... The idea is, okay, let's look at... I heard the term Greater Mersey Council floating around last week. Was that your term or did...
Oh, that was just... it's sort of been, as I said, this council's view for quite some time that the Mersey region services about 60,000 people. This isn't about Devonport becoming bigger and better. This is about a new council. So Devonport City would still exist, Latrobe would still exist, Sheffield would still exist, all those towns, but we would be part of a greater council. Similar to lots of other councils in our state, have several towns, several separate communities. This is what we see as a way to serve this community best for the next 20, 30, whatever years.
All right. Has there been any talk about if the review shows that the majority of people want this and the Local Government Association and the state government say, yes, we want it too, and your council has already said we should at least look at it.
I think that's the word.
What happens then?
Look, this is this review is an 18-month process that we're only about 4 months into. So public submissions finish, I think, at the end of this week. So people want to take the opportunity. There's an online survey people should do. But we've also, I think, the state government are running some workshops for community across the state, and I think we've got some this week here on the coast. And just urging people to have a say, whether they agree or whether they're not, that's fine, or whether they can see, we've certainly in the past talked about what they call blue sky thinking. If councils didn't exist, where would you start now? So there's a whole range of things that we'll be looking at that the state government will look at. It'll be ultimately state government's decision. And we're not suggesting that amalgamations are going to be the answer for everyone. We're certainly saying that we think this is the best option for this region, but we understand that we haven't got all the answers, and we also certainly understand that not everyone will agree with us.
As it stands with the various councils around the northwest or around the Mersey region, now obviously, if there is a merged council down the track, that would create efficiencies and therefore costings would go down because of shared services. But is that the only reason for doing it? Is money and cost efficiency the only reason for doing it, or?
Look, we just see it as a more strategic way of looking at things. Things like being able to tender on a wider basis, looking at and even certainly sort of bigger issues like coastal erosion and those sorts of things, climate change. if Devonport fixes its beach, that you know, or does something that mitigates climate change or you know tidal rising, it needs to be a regional approach. So we think that that's a better option. We also see that, that obviously there are efficiencies, and I'm certainly not saying that rates would go down because the evidence across the country doesn't suggest that. But we're suggesting that it would be a way to better serve our community, and that we're seeing already there are some cost shiftings happening from federal and state government to local government. Local governments are being expected to provide more for community, to pick up gaps that are being seen in community services, etc. So we see this as a way of being able to be more efficient in what we do and also provide better for our community.
All right. You mentioned those local government review workshops, consultation workshops being held around the state. So there's one in Devonport. It's coming up tomorrow, actually, 10:30 to 12:30 at the Parranapple Convention Centre. Registrations are essential. So there's actually details on the 7AD and 7BU website.
And I guess just a reminder that council isn't running this. This is part of the state government's look at the whole thing. So we're providing a venue, but they're certainly running it as the state government as part of this review.
All right. And we got a press release from your council the other day. You talked briefly about it before. You want to hear ideas from neighbouring councils. And have you heard much feedback as yet, or
simply what I've seen in the media? And that's fine. I'm hoping that they will all submit. As you've mentioned earlier, Kentish and La Trobe have found really good ways to work together to become pretty much one workforce now. They have, but they still have two separate councils, and I'm sure they will be putting forward what they do now as a model. And it just we would just want to give the review board as many options as they possibly can have to look at for our region in particular. We can only control what we can control and what we believe. And so we look forward to opportunities to look at that feedback. Once they've collated it all, they'll be putting it back out for further community discussions.
One of the biggest problems when in the history of council amalgamations is, and it's quite a simple problem, but it's a big problem, is boundaries. And it's obviously way too early to be talking about that, but where would you suggest? I mean, where do you think would be a logical place for a Greater Mersey Council boundary to be?
Look, I don't think we have all the answers yet. Obviously, there are boundaries for the three councils that surround Devonport, and I guess that's a good place to start. But realistically, council boundaries that we have were set up 120 years ago almost. Mm. Our worlds have changed quite a lot since then. In those days, Devonport was a small city and it was a small town, and it was a long, long, long way to La Trobe or Sheffield in those days, whereas people cross those boundaries and travel within those cities and towns constantly now and don't see those boundaries. People live in one town and work in another right across our region, and we see it every day at 7:30, the reason for the boundaries where they were set up in the first place, I think, has changed. But that we look forward to continued conversations.
Well, yeah. Okay, so 18-month review and,
And in the end it'll be a state government decision.
Righto. Anything else you want to say on that?
Our reaction was it was never our intention to start a war with our with our neighbours, and we certainly look forward to we work closely with them around a whole range of issues already, hopefully that will continue, but we're really pleased that the conversation's been started.
All right, hey that. The boardwalk's starting to take shape down by the river.
It is, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting a view from up there in the next couple of days. So that'll be pretty cool.
What have you heard from Phoebe Rathers about the hotel? Any new news?
I haven't had any sort of recent update. I know they're working flat out to a time frame, and that there's a lot of staff down there working furiously. So I'm sure that they have a date that they're looking towards.
Thanks for coming in, Annette.
My pleasure.
Okay, Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe.